All right, Joe, we'll say good morning. So we are continuing. We are continuing top of page 15. Choser eranut ku iver ba'afelo. So literally, one who lives a life with a lack of alertness is like a blind person struggling in the darkness. Im adam holech b'li losim lev la'an sheholech. If a person goes ahead and walks through life and doesn't pay attention as to where he's going, just walks without checking beforehand where he's going. All the time he's just simply like a blind person walking in the darkness. He doesn't pay attention. And he's lost the sensitivities of his soul. This is also a very interesting idea that the neshama itself dispatches messages to us, but after a certain point in time, if we're not paying attention to the messages, so the messages themselves just we cease to hear them. As a ishius, a person's individuality, who kvar lo sam lev matov lo. Again, I will say, after enough time of a person not paying attention to the way he is living, at some point in time, he just loses total perspective. Total blindness as to what he's doing and to where he's going. Gam iver v'gam afela. Blindness, darkness. Mitzad shu afilu lo mistakel al ha'olam ka'olam shiish bo mashu shiyacha lo ha'ir lo. Person begins to forget that the world itself offers him something that can illuminate the way for him. Hagimara omeres. She'iver yesh lahana bazeh she'yesh arba olam. So I said, the Gemara says that a blind person benefits from light. Actually, what Rav Kashtel is referring to over here is the Gemara Sechas Brachos asks whether or not a blind person says the bracha of Yoser Hama'oros. Right? It's a good shayla. We bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single day for creating the luminaries. So does a blind person who gets no benefit from these luminaries, does he say the bracha? Silly, the Gemara also asks, does a blind person say the bracha of Pokeach Ivrim? Because Baruch Hu gives sight to the blind. After all, he's blind. So the Gemara answers in both situations that although the individual does not have the blessing of personal sight, he benefits from the general concept of sight and light in that how, lama, ki hu yodea sha'achirim yecholim la'azor lo. Because it was a person, Chas HaSholom, is blind, even though he himself cannot see, because there are luminaries, because there are other people with sight, they have the ability to help him. Aval kan hu choshev, sheba'olam ein bichlal or. B'sivu say, so if a person, here's the chilek, if a person knows that he's blind, and he knows that he can't see, he knows that he needs to rely on others for guidance, okay. The truth is, there's a strong possibility that he will avoid tripping over many of the obstacles in life because he knows that he's blind. However, listen to this distinction. There's a distinction between a person who knows that he's blind, right, but realizes that there is light, versus a person who's so blind that he has forgotten that there's a concept of light. Hu choshev shein tam lios irani ki ka'ein kan shum omek. The blind person who knows that he's blind, he realizes that there are pitfalls, he realizes that there are cliffs, he realizes that there are obstacles, so he realizes that although he can't see them, he needs to find someone else who can. But there are some people that are so blind, that they're so blind that they think that their blindness means that there's, look, I see perfectly. There are no obstacles. Everything is perfect. Everything is wonderful. There's no obstacles. There's no hurdles. There's no cliffs. There's no jagged edges. There's nothing. Such a person lulls themselves into a false sense of security, thinking that there's no need to be alert because there are no dangers. Lo shelo v'lo shel achirim. Ha'olam ze afela v'gamarano shel achirim lo ma'ayinim oso. This person is just simply cloaked in darkness, and the alertness of others doesn't bother him a bit. Yesh adam sha'omer, ani lo irani tov. Aval ani rotze liyo shayach l'mishuhu shekshu kein arani. So we'll say there are some people who are not alert, right? So let's say the example of the blind person. Some people who know they can't see. So they say to themselves, okay, you know what? If I can't see, at least what? I'm going to connect myself to someone who can. Li'iver kan in mashmaos li'olam. Bishvilo ha'olam afeilo gimura. Opposed to the type of blind person that we're talking about is so blind that he doesn't even realize he's blind. Right? Opposed to that, you should know that, oh, just to give the mashlamah davadoma, you know, again, it's always an amazing thing when you see someone who is born with a particular challenge. So that person doesn't know life any differently. It's an amazing thing. So, which is just a different way to view people with challenges. You know, I learned this when we had the deaf Shabbaton. So, you know, you think that a deaf person has a handicap. That's because you're thinking about it from a hearing perspective. But in the deaf community, they never had hearing. So by definition, this is just their way of life. It's not a handicap. In fact, it's very offensive if you call it a handicap. It's very offensive if you call it a handicap. It's not a handicap. This is just like I'm a hearing person, that's a deaf person. Not better, not worse, just simply different.
Any other term that they use, that they really want to use the term
deaf. That's why. I remember the first time we did the Shabbaton, I welcomed the hearing impaired community. Whoa. You would have thought like I used like a racial slur or something. It was not pretty. It's not hearing impaired. Hearing impaired isn't a... And by the way, you know, all the power to them. They feel it's like an apologetic, you know, a politically correct term. We're not hearing impaired. We're deaf. You know, it's just an incredible, incredible yisod. In any event, the point that Rav Kashtiel is making over here, and the reason I'm bringing this up is because this goes back to what he said before. You know, you can imagine a situation where if a person is so blind they don't even realize they're blind. I'm so unalert in life that I don't even know of the dangers that lurk all around me. So Rabbi will say, that's bad. Compound that if a person also remains with a peer group that are also blind. So suddenly it's the blind with the blind. And no one actually knows that they're blind. A person could go through life without ever realizing the challenges all around them. Bottom of page 15. Torah mevili dezihirus. Yesh madregas b'lima Torah. So as we know, there are different madregas. Different madregas, different levels in Torah learning. Kamashlavim. B'shvil ma lomdim Torah. It was a million-dollar question, right? So why do we learn? Page 16. Shlav rishon ze'iranus nafshis. Rabbi said, this is an incredible yisod. You know, it's an interesting question to often ask ourselves, especially at this hour in the morning. You know, why exactly do we learn Torah? So the simple answer that often we give is because, again, this is one of the most beautiful ways for us to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for us to connect with each other. Torah is the great common denominator of Klal Yisrael. Rav Kashtiel says there's a much simpler idea. Shlav Rishon Ze'iranus Nafshis. We'll say the one thing that Torah does is that Torah awakens our spiritual alertness. When you learn Torah, it wakes you up spiritually and allows you to be cognizant and aware of the things that are happening around you. Kocha shel Torah, poel alinu berovat hachi b'sisi, hachi rishoni be'iranut. See, we'll say, because here we're learning all about this idea of the need to be spiritually alert, which triggers the basic question of how does one become spiritually alert? So, okay, so the simple answer, I guess I would have thought answer number one is that I have awareness. Just awareness creates alertness. The knowledge that I have to be aware and alert, by definition, triggers an awareness. Rav Kashtiel says, that's what Torah does. The beauty of Torah is that Torah wakes up my neshama. Torah makes my neshama more alert. He says, yesh lecha neshama. Torah reminds me that I have a soul. Yesh lecha ishiyut. I have an individuality. Simlei, pay attention. Tihye erani. Be alert. Adam shalomei Torah. A person who learns Torah. Lo chai be'eze min stamiyut. Hu mevar la'atzmo b'chol davar. im ze tov lo, im ra lo, ha im ze bari, o lo bari, lo kol ma she zaz ba'olam, bari u'moyel. So Rabosai says, Rav Kashtiel, something amazing. On the most basic level, Rabosai, what does Torah teach us? Torah teaches us that there's right and there's wrong, there's kasher and there's treif, there's tamei and there's tahar, and that by definition, I have to be vigilant about what it is that I engage in, about what it is that I engage in. He says something very interesting. He says, lo kol ma she zaz ba'olam bari u'moyel. Not everything that moves in this world is healthy and beneficial. In other words, this idea, and I will say, if you think about it, what this is such an incredible idea. What, if you take down, like, think about it for a moment, like when we learn Gemara. So Gemara is filled with discussions. Like, for example, we're learning Gittin now. So, you know, what are we trying to figure out in Gittin? Essentially, if you distill all of our conversations, we're trying to figure out, does it work, doesn't it work? On a very basic level. Divorced, not divorced. Mutter, usser, which tells you that in life there are things that are mutter. In life there are things that are usser. In life there are things that are kosher. There are things that are treif. There are things that are tamei. There are things that are tahor. That's what Torah, on a basic ideological level, that's what Torah gives me. What that does, says Rav Kashtiel, is it triggers within me a realization that in life there are things to engage and there are things to avoid. And therefore, by definition, I must be vigilant and I must be aware and I must be awake as to everything that's happening around me. Adam shelama Torah, afilu rak shana. Person who learned Torah even for just a year. Emu shamea lashon hara kashalo. Well, says an amazing thing. When you learn Torah, we know this. We know this. We don't even need a sefer to tell us this. We'll say, you know, that when you start your day with Torah, when you learn Torah, your day is fundamentally different. It forges you into a different person. So he says, if a person learns Torah, so when they hear Lashon Hara, kashalo, it's hard. It's hard to listen to it. Torah sensitizes me in a way that I can't quantify or even fully explain. So that now when I hear Lashon Hara, it's difficult for me. Hulo yachol lishmoa, it's difficult for me to listen. Humar gishra'im ha'nefesh shalo, I feel bad. I feel bad when I hear Lashon Hara. Umargish shezet lo tov lo. I feel that this is not good for me. Adam shelamad v'shamea shkarim. Person who learns and then he hears falsehoods. As hu miskomim hu shamea tikshores shtachit v'nemucha. Hu margish shu katan ki memalim oso b'shtuyot. Hu margish shezet havalim shezet lo ritzini zelo berama. So Rav Kashtiel says, when you learn Torah, and then you are exposed to pettiness, you're exposed to falsehood, you're exposed to lowly things, by definition, you realize that this is not right. Right? This is not right. This just doesn't sound right. Zeloshu shachtan. So as I say, I want to point something out to you. You know, sometimes we struggle with this. You know, we learn, and we will say, the amazing part about learning is, whether you realize it or not, learning elevates us to a new level. So what happens? Then I'm with a group of friends, and those friends are doing something that is not right. It's not right. They're speaking Lashon Hara or something else. And I say to myself, you know, I don't want to be part of this peer group. But I will say, what's always the concern? What's the concern? So the concern is that I'm going to look, shachtza means arrogant. Now what's going to happen? Oh, I'm going to say, ah, the frumak, right? Suddenly again, you're so holy, you're so wonderful, you start learning daf yomi, suddenly you can't speak Lashon Hara, suddenly you can't engage in this form of recreation. So it says, it's not arrogance. It's not arrogance. It will say, rather, what is it? It's that by definition, again, I'm a different person. It's that by definition, again, I'm not the same person I was beforehand. I have a different kind of sensitivity in life. He goes on, he says, Hupashet margish shezelo tov lenefesh shalo likanis l'shtiyosa ila. I will say, again, a person who learns Torah recognizes that I have the ability and the requirement and the responsibility to be more. So I'm not going to play silly games. I'm not going to engage in frivolous behavior. Again, we're not even talking about sinful stuff right now. We're just talking about stuff that is simply beneath me, a waste of my time. There are good chevra. There's chevra and this chevra. Yesh anoshim v'yesh anoshim. There are people and there are people. Yesh tivarim shem ilum lenafsho v'yesh tivarim shem stam. Both say there are some things that are going to help spiritually grow, and there are some things that are just things. In other words, that won't help me go. Mazeh zihirus. So we'll say, what is this zihirus? So remember, let's bring this all the way back. The Ramchal tells us that we have to be vigilant. What is this zihirus? Zeh seichel. It's using our seichel. Seichel mechayev ezeh zeh hegyoni mod. I will say, the seichel requires us to be vigilant in life, because the seichel tells us there are things that are good, there are things that are not good, and the truth is, if we're honest with ourselves, there is nothing in life that's pariv. Either it's good or it's not good for me. That's ultimately zihirus. And says the Rav Kashtiel, so this is something that's hegyoni ma'od, it's logical. Zushitas ha'amchal, hu lokeach musago ma'amid oso b'tzura ha'sichlis shalo. This is the shita of the Ramchal. He takes this concept and he makes it part of his intellectual framework. Yesh bazeh ha'mon chachma v'hegyon v'zeh seichel. Rabbosai, this idea of zihirus is not a spiritual concept, it's an intellectual concept. The need to be ever vigilant, because there are positive exposures, negative exposures. There are positive things in life, there are negative things in life. And our job in life is to embrace the positive and try to the best of our ability to avoid the negative. Ki achare shiyish la'adam dea v'haskel, la'atzil es atzmo v'livroach me'ev adol nishmaso. Because the Kabbalah says, this line will end, because this is a statement from the Ramchal. The Ramchal says, after a person has dea, a person has intellect, a person has knowledge, and a person has the ability to save himself from those things that will compromise and potentially, chas v'shalom, destroy his neshama. Once I have the ability to do so, to exercise that judgment, once I have the ability to go ahead and lemaisa save myself from harm, from negativity, once I have the ability to go ahead and embrace that which is positive and stay away from that which is negative, To do so, says the Ramchal, is beautiful, and to go ahead and to avoid that responsibility, however, is just profoundly neglectful. We'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up on page 17, next section tomorrow. Sorry? Yeah.
Do you have a dedication?
I do have a dedication. Mazel tov. Okay, perfect. Absolutely.